Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Beck allegedly pulled a gun on a state trooper during a traffic stop, then stole another car and drove to the Richmond Road Baptist Church, where he killed two people. ABC's Allison Kosick has more.
So far, police have no motive for the shooting. An official briefed on the investigation told ABC News the suspect had a history of mental health, drug, and anger issues. The official added that the man had a domestic situation with an ex-girlfriend who then filed protection orders against him. Police say the suspect may have had a connection to the people at Richmond Road Church.
Fires continue to burn around the Grand Canyon. The White Sage Fire, in particular, doubled in size this weekend, consuming now more than 40,000 acres. And President Trump is prepping a major announcement regarding Russia's war in Ukraine, and he's signaling he'll grant Ukraine's request for more weapons. This is ABC News. Mexico's government is reacting to President Trump's threat of increased tariffs, which are set to take effect August 1st.
The president, in a letter to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, saying he will impose a 30% tariff on Mexico due to fentanyl crossing at the border, a claim the country has pushed back on. Sheinbaum saying she believes an agreement can be reached with the U.S., but says Mexico will not negotiate away their sovereignty.
Aviation experts are trying to piece together what went wrong at Southend Airport just outside London when a small aircraft erupted into a massive fireball. At around 4 p.m. local time, police were alerted to what they're calling a serious incident involving a small twin-engine turboprop plane. It was bound for the Netherlands. Initial reports suggest there was a collision. And Jannik Sinner is the new Wimbledon champion, beating out Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles final. It marks the first win for Sinner at Wimbledon. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
There's an air quality alert that runs through noon today. Tony Schumacher calling for hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, a high of 87. For tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible. We'll drop down to 65. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy. We will top off at 90. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky, 68. And Wednesday, still warm and humid, patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms likely later in the day, a high of 83. Extended into Thursday, showers likely through early afternoon, cooler with partial clearing later on, and a high temperature of 75 degrees.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Well, my daddy was a hard-shelled Alabama preacher. My mama was a dedicated Sunday school teacher. My brother went to college, got a Ph.D. That said the only dude in the family was me. He said, boy, you ain't never gonna amount to a thing. You sit around with that silly-looking guitar and sing. You hang around them juke joints most of your time, making music like some wild man done. Dogs in mine go close to me and sock it to me. You're just a wild man, boy. You just pack up your stuff. So I left with my guitar and organized me a band. Call myself the Alabama Wild Man. Well, I worked in every joint from New York to the Gulf, singing songs for pennies, never making enough. Many nights I lived on coffee and cold sardines, soda crackers and pork and beans. But friends, I finally went to Music City, USA. Said I'm the Alabama Wild Man, folks. I'm here to stay. Took my guitar and showed what I was talking about. So we made a little record and we put it out. With me going, hook it hard, hook it again, socking it at that guitar. I'm selling them records, and I'm working them shows, and people love me everywhere I go. But friends, a funny thing happened about a week or so back. I worked a show in my hometown, and the place was packed. And guess who was sitting out on the front row seat? Well, my daddy, grinning up at me, patting his feet, yelling, "Sign your daddy, my man! Hook it, boy! Hook it! Flat guitar, son! Sure!"
It's the Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning, folks. In for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. Hoping you're having a great start to your Monday. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer is showing 58 degrees. We have lots of fog in the area. So if you're traveling this morning, be sure to use a little extra caution. Ah, the great memories continue.
I said, 2 cents I'd leave you. She said, here's $800. And I still didn't have a sense to go. I said, I'll leave you in a minute. She said, the car keys are in it. And I still didn't have the sense to go. Although I know she's running around with a new friend she's found. And everybody laughs at me, I know. I said, you better quit seeing him or else I'll be leaving. And so I said, when I go, you'll be grieving. She said, seeing is believing. And I still didn't have the sense to go. I said, the midnight train is waiting. She said, let's go to the station. And I still didn't have the sense to go. I said, this time I won't be back. And she said, let me help you pack. And I still didn't have the sense to go. Although I know she's running around with a new friend she's found. And everybody laughs at me, I know. I said, you better quit seeing him or else I'll be leaving. And so I said, I'll catch the noon balloon. She said, I hope it's leaving soon. And I still didn't have the sense to go. Oh no, I still didn't have the sense to go.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. That I see in my mirror, more and more is a stranger to me. More and more I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a hard time won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold diamonds, some days a stone. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a heart.
This is the Light in the Milk House show, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. Adam Hess in for Phil Nee at 512. We're at 58 degrees. Lots of fog as well.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you cry when waking from a bad dream. Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you. Yeah. sunshine can be found behind the cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go on and cry. Oh, let your hair down and go on and cry.
WRCO. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
It's time to celebrate our town, July 17th, 18th, and 19th at Highland Village Park, 755 Main Street in Highland, Wisconsin. It all kicks off Thursday night with the 5th and 6th grade SWCL baseball tournament and the Country Cardinals 4-H Glow Run Walk. Register at 7:30 p.m. Friday brings a full evening of fun, a concession stand open until midnight, more youth baseball, euchre, and youth bingo at 6:30, the ATV poker run, and music, bingo, and DJ karaoke with Doc Ultimate Entertainment. Then don't miss Saturday's big lineup, the Classic Car Show, Kids Carnival, Pickleball, Volleyball, and Beanbag Tournaments, plus bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner at 5, and DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. And don't miss the fireworks at dusk Saturday night. For details, visit Our Town, Highland, Wisconsin on Facebook. It's Our Town Celebration, July 17th through the 19th in Highland. Bring the whole family.
In hometown baseball action from yesterday, the Sunday League results, Schulzburg-Benton defeated Muscadet 10-0, and Wyota shut down Argyle by a final of 6-1. All-star Freddy Peralta pitched one-hit ball through 6 2/3 innings. Jackson Chirio and Bryce Terang homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended their winning streak to 7 games with an 8-1 win over the Washington Nationals. Peralta, 11-4 on the year, carried a no-hitter into the 6th inning before Jacob Young, Washington's number 9 hitter, slapped a hit through the infield between 3rd and short. Peralta, who allowed 3 hits and a walk and struck out 7, left the game following Daylen Lyles' run-scoring single with 2 out in the 7th. The Brewers now climb to a season-best 16 games above 500 at 56-40 heading into the All-Star break.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Okay, time to stretch out the legs a little bit and get that heart rate up. It is the Aerobic Polka brought to you by Supps Gym in Boscobel.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venamore.
Thank you.
that's guaranteed to get the old heart rate up, the aerobic polka. Richie Yurkovich, brought to you by Supps Gymnasium, located in Fenimore. This is a Light in the Milk House show, brought to you by Brouhaha Roasters. I'm Adam Hassan for Philip J. Nee. Here's Eddie Albert.
Green Acres is the place to be. Give me that countryside. The chores, the stores. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York is where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. To a tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. The chores, the spores, I love the wine, but not city life. Green Acres, baby.
That's a Light in the Milk House Me TV memory.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca-Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Dollapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Deep Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sequoia. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go pull the P-Roll down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick it tough, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fartin' knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
An ag economist would like to see more trade deals completed. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. An ag economist says he's concerned about the lack of progress surrounding recently announced trade agreements. Dan Bossi is president of Ag Resource Company.
The Chinese buy 24 to 30 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans every year. Whether or not they do that amount in the year ahead will be very important in the soybean market. So when I look at my balance sheets in terms of livestock or grains, it all comes down to soybean trade within China being the most important going forward.
He tells Brownfield the impact of recent trade agreements could be limited without access to China's markets.
There's not enough in these agreements to really change the overall stance of U.S. exports going forward. And again, I fear that South America and the Black Sea will end up being cheaper, which gives them an advantage longer term in terms of where we'll be able to push up our products in there in those markets.
Bossi says without purchases from China, farmers will continue to face trade uncertainty. The U.S. Justice Department says California's egg regulations violate the Constitution and have contributed to higher egg prices. The lawsuit claims state laws oppose the Egg Products Inspection Act and points to Proposition 12's cage-free standards as a violation of the Supremacy Clause. Plaintiffs say within 2 years of the laws going into effect, the average price paid per dozen eggs was about 20% higher than it would have been without the regulations. The USDA raised its 2025 pork and broiler production projections while cutting beef, turkey, and egg expectations. Beef production is now pegged at 26.2 billion pounds, 170 million less than June on a slower slaughter pace and lighter dressed weights. Pork is seen at 28 billion pounds, that's up 45 million, due to expectations for higher slaughter and heavier weights in the second half of the year. Broiler production is estimated at 47.7 billion pounds, a rise of 110 million on expectations for higher weights, lower exports, steady imports, and higher consumption. Turkey production could be 4.8 billion pounds, a dip of 10 million because of hatchery data. Egg production, 8.6 billion dozen, falling 35 million on hatchery numbers, with imports and exports steady and a cut to consumption. USDA has tightened the balance sheets for U.S. wheat. Wheat ending stocks now seen at 890 million bushels. That's 8 million under last month. In Wisconsin, USDA is expecting 19 million bushels compared to 18.04 million a year ago. Yield 76 bushels per acre. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Na, na,
na, na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cash cattle trade had light business Friday. Cash hogs were sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light trade Friday in most areas, with northern dress deals at $3.80, $10 higher on the week. Southern live trade had a range of $2.29 to $2.30, $4 to $6 higher than the previous week. At the Mocan Livestock Market in Butler, Missouri, there hasn't been a recent test to provide an accurate trend, but steers and heifers on Thursday sold with a firm undertone. USDA says demand was good for a moderate to light supply. Slaughter cows sold steady to weak when compared to the last reported sale in June. Feeder supply included 60% steers, and 21% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 502 pounds, brought 395. Feeder heifers, 561 pounds, sold for 319.50. Boxed beef closed lower on Friday with choice down 602 at 378.64, select $4.37 lower at 366.49. Estimated cattle slaughter was 101,000 head, up 100,000 on the week. Cash hogs were lower on Friday. The market has been inconsistent in recent weeks. While demand has been relatively strong on the global market, ongoing uncertainties are preventing any major moves higher, especially with continued uncertainty surrounding President Trump's tariff policies. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 574, with a base range of 98 to 113.50, for a weighted average price of 106.69. The Iowa Minnesota was down 505 with a weighted average of 108.16. Pork values were lower at the close, down 68 cents at 113.47. Estimated hog slaughter was 441,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher on the direct cash strength during the session. Additionally, there are some supply questions due to the suspension of live cattle imports from Mexico and proposed tariffs on Brazil. Lean hog futures were pressured by the cash and wholesale business on Friday. Sustained pork demand continues to be an uncertainty because of the recent inconsistencies in wholesale business. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Mastitis is one of the top challenges for dairy producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says a holistic approach offers utter health solutions for farmers.
It integrates three aspects: protection, early detection, and targeted treatment. If we think of protection, we're talking about specifically our J5 vaccine or internal teat sealants. With early detection, the monitoring technology provides that capacity. And when we say targeted treatment, we're really targeting both lactational therapy, dry cow therapy, and animals that may need some support with our biopharma product, Poron Nonsteroidal Anti-Inflammatory. This approach allows us to reduce mastitis cases, lower the overall treatment cost, and improve milk quality.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best M-Power approach to keep your cows productive.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle trade Friday was mostly a 228 to 230 live and 380 dressed. Butcher hog markets were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down, watching development weather. August beans were down 8 1/4 at 10.04 and a quarter. September was 70 1/4 lower at 9.95. September corn is down 3 1/4 at 3.96. December was 4 1/4 lower at 4.12 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were up, supported by that direct trade. August live is 2.97 higher at 2.22.20, and October was up 2.62 at 2.19.70. August feeders were 4.05 higher at 3.25.32. And hogs were pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. August lean was down $1.55 at 104.67. The October contract was down 1.62 at 90.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Using ag data to tell the farm story to the non-farming public. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources and Conservation Service has been collecting ag data for 90 years, and they're not doing it just for fun. The agency puts those data to practical use. NRCS Chief Aubrey Betancourt.
A number of platforms that are affiliated with some of our soil health, some of our habitat work, and we're actually challenging the team to go back into our data. We know we started here on this resource concern in this critical watershed. What did we get when we made this investment over the last 10 years?
Betancourt says this action makes the data relevant to folks who are not part of the ag environment. And she adds, it also makes the farmer the hero in the story.
You wouldn't have gotten the water quality improvement in New York City from working with upstate dairymen, or the improvement in pollinator habitat, or the improvement in fish species or habitat development in waterways, if you hadn't invested in the farmer implementing those practices and keeping them farming on the landscape. I think that is why it's doubly important for NRCS, for all of us as partners, to be communicating that.
Betancourt says a deep analysis of conservation program data helps the NRCS know what's working and what isn't.
We start rewarding things that are successful. And what's successful is the farmer on the landscape engaging in voluntary conservation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
USDA's latest supply and demand report expects more cows, more milk, and more production. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. More cows plus more milk per cow have put milk production forecasts for this year and next higher. USDA projects July milk production will be at 228.3 billion pounds. That's up from 227.8 billion in June. Looking ahead to 2026, USDA expects July milk production will be 229.1 billion pounds. The 2025 all milk price is forecast higher at $22 per hundredweight. For 2026, the all milk price estimate was raised to $21.65 per hundredweight. Class 3 milk is priced at $18.50 per hundredweight in July. Next July's forecasted price is down to $17.85. For Class 4 milk, July is at $19.05, and next July it's expected to drop to $18.60. For 2025, USDA says commercial dairy exports are raised on both a fat and skim solids basis, primarily on increased shipments of cheese and dried skim milk products. For 2026, commercial exports are also raised on both a fat and skim solids basis. USDA expects the 2025 forecast for cheese is going to be lower based on recent prices. Butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices are expected to go up. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent to 56 and three quarters. Two sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks went down 2.5 cents to 166. There were six sales there. Cheese barrels went down 3.5 cents to 167.5 with one sale. Butter unchanged at 259 and four sales. Non-fat dry milk up a quarter of a cent to 126 and three quarters, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo on Tips Like Auction Realty. Reminder, we will have a hay sale this coming Wednesday. We have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else that Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch powerful deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
There's an air quality alert that runs through noon today. Tony Schumacher calling for hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, a high of 87. For tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog possible. We'll drop down to 65. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and muggy. We will top off at 90. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky, 68. And Wednesday, still warm and humid, patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms likely later in the day, a high of 83. Extended into Thursday, showers likely through early afternoon, cooler with partial clearing later on, and a high temperature of 75 degrees.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
There's a young girl that I know. She just turned 21. She comes from down in southern Colorado. Just got out of the service, and I'm looking for my fun. Someday soon, she'll go with me. Someday soon, her parents cannot stand me, 'cause I work the rodeo. They say that he's the kind to leave you crying. But I know she'll follow me down any road I go. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon, these early days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dango rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me someday soon. Cause he was just as wild back in his early days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dango rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, gone with me. Someday soon, someday soon, gone with me. Someday soon.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we continue to be locked in that zone of wildfire smoke from Canada, so the air quality alert continues through noon today. Otherwise, a little bit on the warm but humid side as southwest winds continue to pull in moisture. There's been a few spotty showers up in northwest Wisconsin early this morning. They likely will not get here today or even tomorrow. But by late tomorrow night and Wednesday, things will be getting more active as a front settles in and low pressure swings in from the southwest. Could see fairly widespread thunderstorms to break out by Wednesday afternoon and evening. Some of those may have some very heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That'll gradually wind down Thursday as it moves away, but still a few leftover light showers are possible Thursday. Cooler weather will be the rule for the end of the week as well, with temperatures a few degrees below normal. There could be another weather system moving in by Saturday afternoon with the next chance of showers. Here's that forecast for today. Hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, high near 87, southwest wind 5 to 13. Mainly clear tonight, some patchy fog possible, low in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid with highs around 90, south to southwest wind 8 to 15. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky, low in the upper 60s. On Wednesday, still warm and humid with patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms are likely later in the day, high at 83. Thursday should be mostly cloudy with some showers likely through the early afternoon, cooler with peaks of sun later, lows in the mid-60s, high in the mid-70s. Friday mostly sunny and nice, low 58, high 78. Saturday clouds build in with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, high 81. Sunday still an isolated shower possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a foggy start to your Monday. Dense fog and 58, following a low so far of 57, and the high yesterday was 84. The record high in 1936, 106. The record low, 1940, we see 45. 1 year ago, 86 was the high, 66 the low. Our sun will set today at 8:40, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:35. Dense fog, the air is calm, the barometric pressure steady at 30.11, and no precipitation to report yesterday or today. The high yesterday, 84, our morning low, 57. Currently with dense fog, we're at 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Time for an update from the ABC Newsroom, brought to you today by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump touting an announcement today on Russia. He will meet with the NATO secretary to discuss sending more military aid to Ukraine.
We will send them Patriots, which they desperately need.
The president returning to the White House last night. The president expressing support for Attorney General Pam Bondi after she was sharply criticized repeatedly during a MAGA conference over the weekend for not releasing more records from the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Former Trump advisor Chris Christie says,
there's no chance, in my opinion, that Pam Bondi made this decision on her own. No chance. She was instructed by the White House that we're not releasing this stuff. And that's why he's defending her.
Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has long supported putting all the Epstein information out there. More heavy rain in the area hit so hard by deadly flooding.